This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
What can cause hearing loss? You might be surprised to learn that where you live and what you do for a living can have a surprising impact. An expert shares recent findings and why some refuse to wear hearing aids.
I'd love to see a situation where we think about treating hearing loss the same way we think about taking care of our eyes and our vision, where people feel comfortable doing the same with their hearing health.
Then, a work-from-home mom also homeschools her children. She explains why she does it and shares the resources that make it possible.
What COVID did is it shed light on the educational experiences that a lot of our kids were having in our nation and empowered a lot of parents to realize, hey, wait a minute, I think we can do this, and I think maybe we can even do it better.
Stay with us. InfoTrack begins right after this.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Recent research shows that what you do for a living and where you live might impact your risk of hearing loss. The principal investigator of the study is David Rhine, senior fellow at the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago. So how does occupation influence the risk of developing hearing loss, according to your research?
When we think about hearing loss, a lot of the factors that are associated with developing it are biological, so of course, natural aging, your health status, but also your noise exposures. Lots of research has looked at the effect of your industry of employment and your risk of hearing loss, and have found several industries that are associated with higher risk of hearing loss. In our study, we used the percent of all workers that were employed in different categories of industries. And we found that mining and mineral extraction industries, such as those that go on in places of the country like West Virginia, Montana, and many other areas of the country, was associated with a higher rate of hearing loss. And this makes some sense when you think about the noise involved in that profession. We also found that a higher percentage of workers employed in retail sales and also in restaurants and food services were associated with higher risks of hearing loss. Now, this needs to be taken with caution. We're not saying if you work in a retail setting or if you work in a restaurant that you're bound to get hearing loss. What we just found were areas that have more employment in those areas had higher rates of hearing loss. But I think it's interesting to consider the possible risk factors of working in a place like a restaurant or in a retail store and the duration of noise exposures that people experience during their day-to-day work. Also, I think it's important to consider the challenges of using hearing protection in those situations.
You know, one surprising finding is that urban dwellers have a lower prevalence of hearing loss compared to those in rural areas, despite the traffic noise in the big cities. How do you explain that?
That's right. We did find that. In fact, the relationship between rurality and higher rates of hearing loss was so strong in our study that I assume that everyone knew this already. However, it seems to be a fairly new finding. There's probably many things that are going on in rural areas. First, there's many opportunities for loud noise exposures, both from occupations and from recreation. So anyone who rides a dirt bike or an ATV or hunters and shooters know that they experience a lot of potential noise exposures. However, there's probably more going on than that. Rural areas have higher rates of preterm births, and preterm births are associated with about a 10 times greater risk of hearing loss at birth. Also, rural areas have less access to healthcare. A study shows less access to audiologists. So what that means is there are likely people in rural areas with hearing loss that could be easily treated with hearing aids, but are not getting the services that they need. Also, our study finds that hearing loss is highly associated with older age. That's probably the strongest risk factor for hearing loss, as well as non-Hispanic white race. And rural areas tend to be older and whiter than other areas of the country.
We touched a little bit on hearing aids. There seems to be a stigma out there about wearing hearing aids. This is important that people be able to use these aids, I would think.
That's right. I read some recent research that shows that people on average delay getting hearing aids from the time that they first develop hearing loss between 8 and 10 years, which is a really long time to have to suffer having hearing loss without getting treatment. Also, the technologies for treating hearing loss has increased dramatically, and the size of hearing aids have decreased dramatically. I'd love to see a situation where we think about treating hearing loss the same way we think about taking care of our eyes and our vision. Nobody thinks twice about going to the optometrist to get their eyes checked, getting their prescription changed, and treating their vision as they age. And I hope we can get to a place where people feel comfortable doing the same with their hearing health.
Our guest is David Rhine. He's principal investigator of a study into hearing loss. Your study found that hearing loss increases significantly starting at age 35. Why is age such a critical factor in hearing loss?
Age is the largest risk factor for hearing loss due to just natural aging of the ear. So just like your vision gets worse as you age, your hearing also worsens as you age. None of us will hear as well at 75 as we did at, say, like age 15. Below the age of 35, rates of hearing loss are relatively low. We estimate only about 0.5% of Americans have hearing loss in that age group, or about 1 in 200. However, the risk starts to increase dramatically after age 35. So among Americans ages 35 to 64, the percent of Americans who have hearing loss increases to 8.9%, or about 1 in 11 Americans. Between ages 65 and 74, the risk of hearing loss increases to almost 35%, so more than 1 in 3. And then above age 75, almost 3 in 4 Americans have some form of hearing loss.
Well, it's kind of surprising that there isn't hearing loss at the young ages because, and maybe it's a stereotypical thing to say, but kids will wear headphones and crank up the volume, or if they're playing games on the computer, they'll wear a headset. But apparently the damage is more cumulative as the years go by.
That's right. Damage from noise exposures build up over time. So it's not that children can't hurt their hearing from listening to loud noises when they're young. It's just more that the consequences of those will probably be felt later in life.
Certain northeastern states have the lowest rates of hearing loss. What are the reasons behind that?
As we said, there's factors in rural areas that are highly associated with hearing loss that are missing in many northeastern states. For example, states like Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York State tend to have fewer non-Hispanic white people in them and are highly urban. They also have fewer industries that might cause risk for hearing loss. However, if you look in the northern northeastern states like Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, which have more rural residents, we see levels of hearing loss that are equivalent to other rural areas in the country.
Hearing loss is not reversible, as I understand it. It is permanent. What can be done to encourage the public to protect their hearing before they start to lose it?
That's right. Although all hearing loss can be treated, once it occurs, it cannot be reversed. The biggest risk factor that people have within their control would be noise exposures. And when you think about noise exposures, the three things to think about would be how loud the sound is, how close you are to the sound, and how long the sound goes on for. So if you're in a place where you're feeling like it's uncomfortably loud, many of us have gone to a concert and our ears are ringing afterwards, the best thing you can do is take a break. So leave that area and give your ears a rest. Another thing that you can do is you can wear hearing protection. There's many different products to allow you to hear while dampening the strong effects of noise. And third, if you're engaging in a high noise activity that you love and is part of your lifestyle, such as riding a dirt bike or firing a gun, that's fine. Just understand that there's noise exposures associated with that, and please wear hearing protection.
David, as we wrap this up, do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, I think we found some strong findings in our study, particularly that rural areas have higher rates of hearing loss than urban areas. But it's important for audiences to remember that hearing loss is a problem for everyone. Even in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, which has the lowest estimated rate of hearing loss in our study, the overall population rate of hearing loss is still 7.5%, or 400,000 people in that area. So wherever you live, particularly as you age, it's important to think about your hearing health and steps that you can take to protect yourself from developing hearing loss, and then ways that you can treat hearing loss if hearing loss does occur.
David Ryan, Senior Fellow at the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the chance to be on your show.
Next, myths and misunderstandings about homeschooling. That story, straight ahead.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people-friendly, bug-deadly.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Now, back to InfoTrack. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Homeschooling has seen rapid growth since the pandemic. What are the reasons? And what are some resources that make it possible? InfoTrack's Roy Mackey has the story. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. Christy Faith has worked in education for more than 2 decades and now is the author of Homeschool Rising, Shattering Myths, Finding Courage, and Opting Out of the School System. So, Christy, what are the current stats as to the number of American kids who are homeschooled? It does seem that the pandemic certainly had an effect on it.
You know, the pandemic, of course, we saw a huge spike. But what is interesting is not all kids in America went back to the schools. There was a large percentage of families who enjoyed the homeschool life, the freedom that it provided. They realized that homeschooling their children, one, doesn't actually take 7 hours a day. And they had a lot of realizations about what was going on in the system, whether their kids were in public or private. And a lot of families saw that, hey, I think we can do this on our own. And with all of the amazing things that have happened in the homeschooling culture nowadays, with co-ops everywhere and social available to really across the nation, it kind of became a no-brainer for a lot of families. That coinciding with over 55% of Americans are dissatisfied with the school system. So I think that what COVID did is it shed light on the educational experiences that a lot of our kids were having in our nation and empowered a lot of parents to realize, hey, wait a minute, I think we can do this. And I think maybe we can even do it better.
You mentioned co-ops. There do appear to be a lot more resources available than ever for homeschoolers, right?
Oh, it is phenomenal. In fact, often we suffer from two things. One, too many choices. There are just so many options for us to engage. There's nationwide networks now where you can join programs that have curricula that give you options and a little bit of a security to know that you're doing this okay. All sorts of things, both paid, free, private, and public.
You mentioned socialization. Is that a myth or a legitimate concern?
It is absolutely not a legitimate concern. It's something that has always frustrated me about the homeschool space. Because if you look at the statistics in our nation regarding the mental and emotional health of kids in our nation, it's deplorable and it's frightening. I mean, even look at just school shootings. Kids spend days in our country spending their entire 7-hour school day in fight or flight, whether it be they're scared of bullying, they have academic anxiety, maybe they have learning disabilities and they're struggling academically, all sorts of reasons why the school environment doesn't really feel safe for all kids. Does it feel safe for a lot of kids? Sure. But for those where it's not really a fit for our kids or our families, we have homeschooling as an option. I discovered there are 13 characteristics for a healthy socialized child based on psychology and child psychologists. They've actually researched this, and of those 13 things, not a single one of those requires a school environment.
Can you give some examples of that?
One we mentioned earlier is co-ops are a really great option. One thing I've really enjoyed in my homeschooling journey, because I am a working homeschool mom, is I incorporate live online classes with my kids. And I gotta say, that flavor, my son, for example, has made a really good friend with another child who lives in Romania. And I am just so excited about even that particular aspect that a kid, for example, wouldn't get in public school necessarily. And people like to say that our public schools are diverse and that homeschoolers are not. But I don't know about you, but my local public school is one of the least diverse places I've ever seen. But my co-op, for example, where I drive 20 minutes, is extremely multicultural in all sorts of ways. And so I think that with that socialization piece, I think it's like 78% of studies have shown that homeschooled kids are healthier, both socially and emotionally. And a lot of it is they're not in that pressure cooker environment of the school system.
Our guest on InfoTrack is Christy Faith, the author of Homeschool Rising, Shattering Myths, Finding Courage and Opting Out of the School System. You mentioned you're a working homeschooling mom. Can you talk about that, how a parent can have a job and also homeschool? I guess the work from home movement has helped in that regard, right?
Oh, tremendously. And it certainly has for me. I do work from home. I have extremely flexible hours. I also have a spouse who is supportive of my schooling and supportive of homeschooling as well. The main thing that I would say, what has completely changed the landscape, I would say, in the last decades of homeschooling, is it used to be that curricula, there weren't that many options, and it required one of the parents to be there teaching lessons, like a lot of things you think of, like a classroom where you're standing in front of a whiteboard all day long. The resources alone have changed so much. We have online classes, self-paced classes, scripted curricula, all sorts at our fingertips where we can give our kids a world-class education simply by sourcing well, and it does not have to be expensive to do so.
Well, you've talked a lot about the pluses. Let's talk about the minuses a little bit. What are the biggest challenges that homeschoolers face?
I am so glad you asked. I never get asked that. Thank you, Roy. That's awesome. You know what it is? My house is a freaking disaster right now. It is so messy. I'm looking out there. I'm seeing some dishes. The kids haven't finished cleaning up their lunch mess. The reality is your kids are home. They're not gone 7 hours anymore when you homeschool. So you have to put systems in place. If you're a person that likes a peaceful home, a clean home, it's not that you can't have it, but for all of you listening right now and you think of how life is like kind of on vacation where just more bodies in the home are going to create more mess and socks on the ground, that is one of the downsides. I advise families that if you care about a clean, peaceful environment, you have to go into homeschooling knowing that you have to make a plan for it. Another thing too is that, yeah, I work, but can I pursue my career as I would have if I sent my kids to school? No. So that's why a lot of people, they like to criticize homeschool moms. But one thing is that it is a sacrifice, and that's a positive and a negative, because we do make sacrifices to choose something better for our kids. It's not something that I'm ashamed of, that any of us should be, but it absolutely is a downside. Can I have my career soar like I would have if I wasn't caregiving and teaching my kids for their homeschooling? No, I'd have a lot more freedom to pursue what I wanted for my life, for sure.
I think parents may also wonder about college admissions. How does the application process work if a student doesn't have a traditional high school diploma and student transcripts and so forth?
Yes. So actually, it's discrimination against homeschool families. We don't need accredited transcripts from any institution. And colleges are actively recruiting homeschoolers. The statistics are showing that homeschoolers perform better. There is less attrition among homeschool kids who end up in college. And so it's very promising. One of the reasons why is the homeschool landscape is an incredibly literate landscape. And we all know that the better readers we have, just that is an indicator for just simply more success in life. So being voracious readers, just simply as a homeschool culture, I think helps tremendously with that. Regarding college admissions, we do the same things that everybody else does. We still take the SATs and the ACTs. We used to advise parents back when we had our center, we would do college counseling and help kids get into even Ivy League schools. And the interesting thing is our advice that we gave them is the same advice that we give homeschool families. And that is, you look at the colleges that you are interested in going to, and you look at the requirements and the coursework that you need, and you simply make sure that you fulfill that coursework. All the colleges across the nation have completely accepted homeschoolers, and we are being actively recruited because of our high success rate.
Christy Faith, the author of Homeschool Rising, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Maggi.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Accidental medicine poisoning sends a child under six to the emergency room every 9 minutes, and every 12 days, a child dies. Safe Kids Worldwide, a nonprofit organization, has released a report on safe medicine storage. Here to share potentially life-saving information is Marseille White, a board-certified pediatrician and medical advisor for Safe Kids Worldwide. Dr. White, aren't prescription drugs sold in containers designed to keep kids out of them? How are kids getting into medicines and other harmful substances?
Yes, you're correct, Chris, that prescription drugs are sold in what we call child-resistant packaging. However, what we want to impress upon parents and caregivers is that child-resistant does not mean child-proof. So child-resistance means that it meets the standard that it requires significant difficulty for a child under 5 years of age to be able to open up the packaging within a reasonable amount of time. However, it does not mean that it's child-proof. And in our analysis, we did find that almost half of parents incorrectly believe that child-resistant means a child won't be able to get into it at all. And so, although it might be in this child-resistant packaging, we still need parents to store that up and away, out of sight, out of a child's reach.
Typically, in the research, did it show how quickly a child can get access to some of these substances?
You know, it only takes a minute. When we surveyed parents in the emergency room, many parents that were there with a child that had gotten into medicine said that they only looked away for a minute and their child got into some medication. And so, you know, supervision is not enough. We really need parents to be vigilant, but also ensuring that that medicine is not within a child's reach. 1 in 3 parents believe that as long as they are watching a child, that it doesn't matter where medication is stored. However, that is incorrect. You know, we have to be vigilant, but we also have to practice the behaviors of storing that medicine up and away, out of reach and out of sight.
And this doesn't just apply to medicines, I assume. It's also cleaning products and other toxic substances, right?
Absolutely, Chris. We're talking about prescription medications, vitamins, supplements, household cleaning products. All of those things need to be stored out of a child's reach and out of their sight. And so just because it's not prescription medicine, that doesn't mean that it should be accessible to a child.
How about just instructing children to not do this? Does that have any effect, or doesn't it help with really young kids, I guess?
You know, it really doesn't help with young kids. They are curious. They are supposed to developmentally explore their environments. That's how they learn. And so just telling a child, you know, not to touch that or go into that, we know as parents and caregivers how much that puts children at risk, because they're, you know, very curious and they are appealed to certain colors and shapes. And so we have to do more than just saying, don't go over there, don't touch that. We would never tell a child, don't jump into that swimming pool. Right? And so we make protections around that pool to ensure that that child doesn't get in. So the same thing with medications. We need to not only talk about, you know, not accessing medications, but also do our part as parents and caregivers, ensuring that that medicine is up and away, out of sight and out of reach.
You know, I had a relative who had a young boy, and he actually got into one of those little insect ant traps that was along the baseboard of a room and ended up in the emergency room. So I guess it's not just packaged things, but just things that are around the house.
Absolutely. And we just have to stay vigilant. You know, children move very quickly. They start to move very early. And so ensuring that we're vigilant, but also that, you know, things that we know may be harmful to them, that we're making sure that's not within their reach.
If a parent suspects a child has taken something that might harm them, what's the first thing they should do?
The first thing a parent should do is to call the poison help number, especially if they think it's a prescription medicine or some sort of chemical or household item. The poison help number, that's 1-800-222-1222. We encourage parents to store this number in their phones, to post it visibly at home so that other caregivers can find it in an emergency. So if a parent or caregiver feels that a child has gotten into something, they should call the poison help number. Education and outreach, you know, has certainly made a difference, but what we're also seeing now is that we have more drug sales of prescription over-the-counter medications, and as this number of prescription and over-the-counter medications and vitamins and supplements continue to rise in the United States, we need to be more vigilant and practicing these behaviors much more often from day one.
Marseille White, board-certified pediatrician and a medical advisor for Safe Kids Worldwide. Dr. White, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Chris, for having us.
That wraps up another edition of InfoTrack. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm your host, Chris Whitting, inviting you to join us next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
There is freedom within, there is freedom. but today. Tales of war and the wise, but you turned right over to the TV page. And now,
CFW.
So we can be free. I'm not a hero. I'm machines to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.
Times have you been at work listening to some local radio station and you
nod off?
Could be dangerous. Could even get you fired.
Wait, what happened?
Well, have we got the solution for you? We designed 105.7 CFW so you can listen to it all day long. This is the Valley's fun music, and that means no falling asleep. Wake up. Toss that other station on the finished pile
and plan to spend your work day with us instead.
105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today. We'll see a high near 33 degrees. Northwest winds gusting 15 to 20, maybe up to 30 miles per hour at times. For tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 17. On Monday, mostly sunny. We'll see a high near 36. Breezy and warmer for Tuesday with a high of 48.
It's 24 right now.
CFW.
CFW.
I'm
to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can
twice. she's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you. All the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. She'll lay you on the throne. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She's ferocious, and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis you, just to please you. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. She knows you. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
105.7 CFW.
Shovel and dirt, and not even worry about getting hurt. Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Ain't that tough enough? Days a week, just so I can come home and kiss your cheek. I love you in the morning.